So it sounds like you guys are going to be making your debut tomorrow night in Edmonton. Is it accurate?
Yeah, and, you know, it's obviously exciting. You've been working hard all summer to get back into the swing of things, and training camp's been rolling around, and now the opportunity to get an exhibition game. So it's exciting to get back into the game, and where you left off last year, just get back into the swing of things and get some chemistry out there and have some fun.
Haven't seen what Edmonton's lineup might look like, but I don't think McDavid's played the first two games, so you might get a big challenge right off the hop if he's in the lineup, having to try and shut his line down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the type of game we want to play, and the opportunity to play against those lines, it's always fun. They're great players and some of the best in the world, so when you ever get that chance, it's good to go out there and play your game, but at the same time, don't shy away from what you've been doing all summer and working on in training camp.
What's it like to come into camp knowing that you're not necessarily battling for position, and in fact, your line, from everything the coach has said, that's a line that's very much intact, and like you said, try and pick up where you left off. Is it nice to have a sense of sort of stability and knowing where things stand?
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, it's training camp. You're here to work and work on things. That's why we're out here every day working on certain things, but at the same time, going out there, playing fast, playing physical when you can in the one-on battles, but at the same time, just building some chemistry, some confidence, and having fun out there.
Having the benefit of a summer to maybe reflect, what works so well with you three? Why do you guys mesh so well together?
I think we're all on the same page. We understand where one of us is going to be on the ice, and having that ability and that confidence in one another to trust each other with the puck and where we need to be is very big, and I think we definitely grew on that in the latter end of the season and trying to build on that now in training camp.
Brandon, with the style of play that you play on the ice, blocking a lot of shots, very physical, was the recovery time a little bit longer this year because of how many games you guys played this year, playing into May?
Obviously, the season went a little bit later, but at the same time, you know, when you treat your body right and take the necessary action, if you do come across some injuries, our training staff does an amazing job to get us ready to go out there each game. And so just taking care of your body and understanding the physicality part of the game is huge, and putting the right stuff in your body.
What's the next step maybe for you and your line, or is it just more of the same?
Yeah, I think just to continue and to build off of last year, obviously the confidence was there and the trust in one another, and having the opportunity to help out offensively is a big part of our game, but understanding that defense come first, and if we play good defense, the offense will come as well.
Brandon, does this year take on any different flavor for you, knowing that you got the RFA deal done, obviously, but you're UFA now after this season? So does that change the mindset at all entering this season?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you're here to do a job and play your game each night and each practice, and I think that starts with having a good practice before the nights of games and trusting the guys you're playing with and the coaching staff and your teammates going out there and understanding the situation.
So whether you have a long-term deal in place or you're playing for a contract, you don't change your approach?
Absolutely not. The approach is the same, to go out there and do what I can to go out and help the team win in all situations.
That said, I take it what they have going on here is something that you'd very much like to be a part of in the long term.
Absolutely. I mean, especially from last year's run, it was very special, and seeing the pieces in this dressing room is understanding that this team's going to be a good team, and we want to build off that and start the season right.